You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Early Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Back here on Early Break on The Ticket, Nick Sainer for Jake Sorensen. Steve Sipple and Bill Bush alongside. Before we get to a little diamond talk on the, for the baseball segment, I want to thank our friends at Score One Smoking. Score One Smoking in Holdridge. Chris has all sorts of great barbecue sauces, rubs, and more for your grilling and tailgating needs. Find yours at Score One Smoking. Without the G, ScoreOneSmoking.com, or find them on Facebook and Instagram at Score One Smoking.
Also, with that, you know, we talked about how Chris finished second in, on a coin flip with the chicken department.
Yeah.
In barbecue?
Unfortunate way to decide
a winner. Out of 600 teams, he finishes second and loses on a coin flip. Anyway, but just remember, this time of year, you guys are doing a lot of events. He caters. He brings his big smoker, shows up. I've been to five of them now that he has catered.
Really?
Also, you can order food from
that's
him.
That's a lot of.
It's a lot. Yeah,
it's a lot of barbecue.
Also,
for you.
You can send it. It's also mailable, so he has all the food pre-made. Wow. So if you have a graduation come up or anything, get a hold of Chris from Holdridge. It's incredible food.
He'll come into Lincoln.
Yeah, so come into Lincoln, and also if for some reason you can't get, if he can't be there or whatever it is, you can also order his food, get it sent to you. So anyway, Chris. Just think about that, Chris. Score One. He's out there. He's fertilizing right now. He fertilizes, then he'll start smoking about 11 o'clock today. Yeah, he smokes every day.
Wow.
Dang. Every day he does it.
What a life.
Yeah.
Once again, ScoreOneSmoking.com. Sorry, I was distracted. We got a little action over going on over there.
Yeah, what's going on?
We got a little action with the Lincoln Police Department.
We got lights
over there. Yeah, we got lights over there. So
anyway, we got a cruiser with lights on.
Anybody getting cuffed?
I don't know. Hey, just say that.
Oh, lights are off.
Okay, he heard us.
Yeah, he's on the radio. He's probably listening.
Hello, officer.
There's one that sits across the street. I actually went over there, had a conversation with him the other day, because I had some questions about in transit stickers on the vehicle.
You stopped the policeman.
And no. He was
I think my plates are overdone. And I've been drinking all day.
That's not what it was at all.
I'd ask a quick question.
They sit by the bus stop and patrol, and they just sat there all day. I walked up to the vehicle, and he goes, I listen to you guys all day from 6 a.m. to about 6 p.m. I listen every single day when I'm sitting here. And so I didn't realize it. We've talked multiple times about the cop that sits across the street as they listen
listening.
To us.
God bless him.
So, yeah, God thank bless you Lincoln Police Department.
Thank you for protecting us.
There you have it.
I mean that. Yeah, we need us.
For sure. So, Nebraska baseball really quickly.
Whoa.
Yeah, go.
Nebraska baseball. They will host the Kansas Jayhawks tonight, 6:05 p.m., first pitch for the Huskers. They got a much needed series win over the weekend against the Maryland Terrapins, the defending Big Ten champion Maryland Terrapins over the weekend. Won on Friday, lost big on Saturday, won big
on Sunday. It was a good bounce back for Nebraska baseball. Nebraska now 25-12 overall, 8-4 in the conference. They're in second place.
Is for the taking.
Bingo.
It's for the taking.
Bingo. They are 8-4 in the conference. Illinois is at the top with a 10-2 record in the Big Ten Conference, but Nebraska and Purdue are tied for second at 8-4.
Christo on the bump tonight.
That's right.
First name?
Drew.
1-2.
Out of Elkhorn High School.
1-2, 4.82 ERA. Mm-hmm. He's struggled of late. That'll be something to watch. Kansas is 21-15. Kansas is hot right now. Kansas has won 6 of 7.
Well, and I want to say 6 games ago, it was or 7 games ago potentially, was the game against Nebraska down in Lawrence.
Absolutely.
Where Kansas wins 13-11 over the Huskers
that started,
down in Lawrence, Kansas.
That started their surge of 6 wins in 7 games. Yes. They just beat Baylor. They went to Baylor and won a series. Kansas is playing well. Kansas is an interesting team to me because they are boppers. They don't steal and bunt. They just look for the big inning.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
So yeah, 21-15 versus 25-12 Nebraska. It's a pretty good game out there tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. So 6:05 first pitch there. Just wanted to,
any
to
television?
Touch on that one. No, Big Ten Plus.
Big Ten Plus.
So what's that mean?
You have to subscribe.
I mean, you gotta get on Peacock, and then
it's just Big Ten Plus.
Just Big Ten Plus.
But you got there's no Peacock.
Same thing.
You got to get Laura, and you got to watch it on your watch on your computer. Or
yeah, there's no app. Like right, we're in the smart TV day. Yeah. This is a conversation I'm pretty passionate about.
Okay, please go into it.
There's no app. There's no Big Ten Plus app that we're living in the land of smart TVs now. You can't buy a non-smart TV. And there's no app for Big Ten Plus. You expect people to pay $10 a month for Big Ten Plus.
That's a great point, Swim.
And you can't watch it on your TV. You would have to plug in the HDMI cord into your laptop or AirPlay it from your phone to your TV to watch it on your actual television set.
He's
tonight.
Speaking German right now.
Yeah, that's a lot for me.
It's incredible.
Anytime, once it gets to this one, not a problem. Just stream it. Yeah. I'm out. I'm out. I need. Then I have to bring my daughter in from Omaha.
Somebody.
Sydney. Yeah. Sydney.
Yeah. I got to get Dominic or Alex. Yeah.
It's Cash. And
somebody, please help the old man.
It's ridiculous.
It's sad. We shouldn't admit that on the air. We shouldn't admit that.
I just love the fact what Swim said, and it's so true. Imagine that. Excuse me. I'm looking for a TV. Yeah, I want the non-smart TV. They don't exist. There's no such thing.
They don't have it.
There's no such thing. Every TV smart.
I have I have an extra TV that's just kind of sitting up in my closet, has the DVD player on the side of it. Oh, you don't have that anymore.
It's a
32 inch, and it has the DVD player in on the inside. That was the big thing, was like, man, I don't have to hook up the actual DVD VCR combo.
I can remember the, what would be about a 15 inch TV with the below it, the VHS built in, attached to it.
Slide it in.
Oh, yeah. That's better time.
So tonight, 6:05.
So hold on. I'm being told that there's on Apple TVs, there is a Big Ten Plus app. This is something new.
Things Apple just got interesting.
This is something new.
Apple
TV. On Apple TV Plus. Big Ten Plus is on Apple TV, I'm being told.
Okay.
Nice. So there it is.
I've got Apple TV.
Corey and Lisa, everybody's saying there is a Big Ten app on Apple TV.
Okay.
So there it is.
You stand corrected.
I stand corrected. Yeah. I'm glad.
That's what we do. We work.
I'm glad.
We work,
I appreciate, at the breakers. I appreciate the listeners. Yeah. I do.
Okay, now what's this? Who's this pitcher that's going to be in Omaha?
Yeah, so the Omaha Storm Chasers host the Indianapolis Indians, who are the AAA affiliate this week of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
The Indians.
Yes, the Indianapolis Indians. They have not changed their name.
They get to keep their... That's just rare anymore. So. That doesn't happen.
I suppose so.
I'm heartened by that. Yeah, go ahead. Too.
So, and nonetheless, Paul Skeens, you may remember him from the College World Series, was the most valuable player of the CWS this last summer. LSU wins the national championship. Paul Skeens ends up going number one overall in the Major League Baseball draft.
He's been pitching well, too.
Very well.
How well?
He's upset.
He's getting paid. Well, his signing bonus was $9.2 million, which for the first overall pick. This year, faced 37 batters. He has struck out 27 of them. Has not allowed a single run all season. Paul Skeens, and in Omaha.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe he is dating Olivia Dunn.
Wait a second.
Who just won a national championship with LSU in gymnastics.
Wait a second. He's faced 37 batters and struck out 27?
Faced 37 batters, has struck out 27 of them, has not allowed a single run all season long.
When are they bringing him up?
That's the question.
He's
made it pretty clear that he's not happy.
I wouldn't be either.
He's ready to go.
What do I need to do?
What are we going
to
do here? Let's go up.
So, yeah, Paul Skeens, he's pitched in a little under 13 innings this year, which is fine, limiting amounts. He's played 9 games, in his entire career, pitched in 9 games, 27 strikeouts, 37 batters faced.
That's an incredible number. So that's an incredible stat. Thank you.
He has only allowed 5 hits all season long. He's allowed 5 hits.
Move him.
Yep. In 210 pitches, 5 hits.
Yeah.
So there you go. There it is.
I shouldn't be that vociferous about stuff I don't know about. The Pirate organization probably has a reason they haven't brought him up yet.
There's a chance that the organization knows more than us.
There's a possibility.
There's a chance those who work in baseball, maybe at the professional level, might have a better feel for what we should be doing with their first round draft pick.
I don't think
that's not going to get us to throw our 2 cents in, but probably to think the Pirates probably know more than Sipple, Bush, and Sainert. Although Sainert works in baseball.
He does.
So anyway, he's slated. We're getting questions on what day he's scheduled to pitch. It was going to be today.
Okay.
Then they bumped him to tomorrow.
Okay.
So he's planning. The probable starter is tomorrow is Paul Skeens for the Indianapolis Indians.
Will you be there being the voice of the...
I will be there tonight.
Tonight.
Will not be there tomorrow.
And what's your role?
Because of the party.
I am an on-field MC.
He's the one that's getting the crowd going.
In between innings, you will hear me.
What do you do? What do you say?
There's usually some sort of games.
I control first pitches, all that stuff.
Whoa.
Take care of all of it.
He's out there at the mic. You know, they have a halftime of a basketball game. They have someone on out there at the mic. That swim.
You're not exhorting the crowd at a baseball game, though, are you?
I mean, you're just trying to get them pumped up, seeing the seventh inning stretch as well.
Do you do that?
It's usually in between innings.
He's out on the field with the mic.
He sings the seventh inning
stretch. That is true. I find a group of people, and we all sing the seventh inning stretch together. Oh, yeah.
Sweet.
Do you get any sort
of a discount at the concession stand? That's something we'd like to know.
I do not.
Really?
I mean, there's nothing stuff provided.
If I was a retiree or my life was a little different, I would go to that game tomorrow and watch this guy.
He's legit. I mean, this is going to be a guy that is, I mean, that LSU team just in the College World Series was incredible. They had a guy go number one overall, which is Paul Skeens. Then they had the guy that went number two overall.
Let's think about this too. He transferred from Air Force.
That is correct.
Transferred from Air Force. Air Force had the best pitcher.
He did.
Had the best pitcher in college baseball. He was only at LSU for 1 year.
Yep.
He transferred from Air Force. Imagine that one. Air Force.
Hmm.
Imagine him in the Mountain West.
Yeah.
Just
carving up guys.
Just carving people up.
Oh, God. Striking out everybody.
All of a sudden, San Jose State can't touch you.
Nobody can.
Yeah, nobody can.
What happened?
But just imagine this. So is there a miss in recruiting sometimes? There's a miss.
There's one. Yeah.
So out of high school, no one talked to him.
Not many, probably. Probably.
You think he's going, hey, think he might come to Arkansas? I don't know. That Air Force deal looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So it's going to be a good time. The Storm Chasers are first in their division, too.
They are, by the way.
So Storm Chasers having a good year.
They're real.
I don't know if there's a correspondence.
I've been following them. They're really good.
Of you know, first season for me, and then they're finding success. I don't know if there's a connection.
God, I'd love to see them in the playoffs. Swim in the playoffs. Imagine that.
Can we drill down on a couple of things?
A fun atmosphere.
Well, I was going to ask you how many. What kind of crowd are you expecting tonight? Number.
I don't know. So I mean, April and May are a little lighter. I mean, probably looking a little around 4,500
or so. That's
not bad. Once we get into late May, June area, you're looking at 6,000-7,000.
And to get to that ballpark.
A lot of fireworks.
Eventually on Fridays.
Yeah.
So, it's surprising. I mean, I'll be honest. The Royals don't have that great of a farm system. They just don't. They expended all their energy when they won the World Series back in 2014. They expended all their prospects. And Bobby Witt barely was in AAA. Who's now their franchise player and stuff. So they don't have that highly rated of guys, but they're figuring out ways to win.
Huh. So to get to that ballpark, you go up the interstate and take a ride out.
On 370.
On 370.
Yep.
Yeah, hang a right. It's right there.
If within May, it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or a Sunday, you're probably going to find me.
Okay.
This is amazing.
I love it.
With the mic. Yeah. Would you bring Sip down on the field?
No, I wouldn't do that.
If he asked
you know
you,
me.
You want to throw
me.
A first pitch?
No.
I can hook that up.
No, I don't.
No, I would not. No, I can't lift my arm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fine. So,
trauma.
All right. It is time to play the game show. Today we talked about we did last week the 20.
It's not so traumatic.
Last week we did the 2011 NFL draft. Today, yes. The 2019. NFL draft. We just talked about it last segment.
I wouldn't know.
These are layups, guys.
Okay.
These are layups.
Yeah.
I will say this. When you've said layups, they have been layups.
They have been layups.
I'll give you that.
I'm a man of my word.
I'll give you that.
All right. So if you feel like you know your 20...
I'll give you that.
If you know your 2019 NFL draft content, give us a call now. 402-464-5685 for your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!" No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
That is right. Call now 464-5685 for your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. The reason we're doing 2019 NFL draft is because that was the last year that Nebraska did not have a draft pick applicable to today's conversation.
Better times.
Better times.
All right, we got Brad on the Honda of Lincoln hotline. Brad, how do you feel about 2019 NFL draft?
Oh, I'm not too bad.
Okay, here we
you
go.
You guys know who this is.
Oh, this is Brad from the Baldwin Shop.
Yes, it is.
Oh, what's up, Brad?
Hi, nice. Brad. How are you? How's your quads?
I'm good today.
How's your quads?
They're better.
Okay.
Did you cramp or did you pull them both?
It was more of a cramp, I think, because I was better yesterday afternoon.
Okay. Good. Stay hydrated and stretch.
Exactly.
Yes. Bananas.
All right.
Eat some bananas.
Monkeys never cramp. Have you seen that video where it's the Major League Baseball pitcher? He goes, every day, four bananas. Monkeys never crump. Anyway. All right, it's time to play.
Here we go. That.
First one goes to you, Brad. What quarterback was taken number one overall in the 2019 NFL draft?
I believe that would have been Kyler Murray.
That is right.
Brilliant.
Kyler Murray.
Nope.
Kyler Murray out of the University of Oklahoma to the Arizona Cardinals. All right,
trying to
Simple.
Stay off, Mike.
You guys
say stupid stuff. No one hears it.
Yep, there you go. You guys, by the way, 0-1 this week.
Yeah, I know. Oh yeah, right Simple. In our grill.
Yep, Simple. Which Michigan linebacker was taken 12th overall by the Green Bay Packers in the 2019 NFL Draft?
19.
Oh, I can see him.
NFL
I can
draft.
See the dude.
12th overall by the Green Bay
Fast
Packers.
Fast off the edge, right? I mean, made a tackle.
Must have been if he was taking 12
made
overall.
Made a tackle against Adrian in that game in Ann Arbor, I think. Fast off.
Five
Gary.
Brilliant.
end. Rashawn Gary.
Definitely not a linebacker.
He was listed
as a linebacker.
Yeah. Gary was listed
Rashawn
as a linebacker.
Gary was
he plays like three technique now for Green Bay.
Listed as a linebacker.
It confused me a little bit.
He's from New Jersey.
Listed as a linebacker. All right.
Gary, I just pulled that out.
That was incredible.
Yeah, that was major.
We are all tied up at one apiece. All right, Brad, what Alabama running back was selected 24th overall by the Oakland Raiders?
I hope this was one right down the middle for me to hit, Nick. Let's see, Raiders.
24th overall by the Oakland Raiders.
Got it. I can't say it.
I'm going to hope he's still playing. How about Jacobs, maybe? Alabama?
It is Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs now no longer on the Raiders, though, however. All right.
Is he no longer on the Raiders?
Sipple. Nope, he went to Green Bay.
Green Bay.
Green Bay. He's with the Green Bay Packers now. All right, Sipple, need this one to stay alive. What former Ole Miss receiver was drafted 51st overall by the Tennessee Titans?
Yeah, this is going to drive me crazy. Big dude, right?
I can neither confirm nor deny. Bill is still in play, though. He still is in
your Ole Miss receiver.
Ole Miss receiver, 2019 NFL draft, drafted by the Tennessee Titans, 51st overall.
This is all you.
Don't know him.
Antonio Brown.
What?
Antonio Brown.
It is the correct last name, but it is A.J. Brown. A.J. Brown.
He meant A.J. Antonio.
Is there any chance his name is Antonio?
I can look it up.
I think his name's Antonio. That's why he's AJ.
We're going to stop. But he's never been called Antonio Brown.
Doesn't matter.
Brown.
We need to look at this. This is controversial. We're under protest.
This chance his name is Antonio. It could be Anthony.
I don't feel good.
That's still Anthony. Is it still Antonio?
Absolutely.
Hold on, Brad. Give him the music again. It is Arthur.
Arthur Brown.
Brad, you win a business box of bagels. Bagels and Joe, stay online. Josh, put your information.
I'm still disputing.
Thanks, guys.
There he is. So, Arthur Brown.
God dang it. That's,
nice job.
I don't know this stuff well enough.
I was going to say, sometimes I joke. Once has A.J. Brown ever been referred to
as Antonio Brown? No, he hasn't.
I wish it would have been Anthony. There's been quite a
big dude. We still had to give it to him.
I would have been in a pickle.
You would have had to have given that
but
to
him. But I was on the right track. Brown, big dude. I mean, Brown's a big receiver.
Very much so. Where he was now traded from Tennessee. What a ripoff for the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFL draft a couple of years ago. Got A.J. Brown from the Tennessee Titans for next to nothing. Next to nothing for him. It was incredible. So now he's currently on the Philadelphia Eagles. Here's the tiebreaker for you guys. The 2019 NFL draft was held in Nashville. Bill, you'll pick a number. Sip, you go over under. Per United Airlines, if you took a plane from Lincoln to Nashville, how long would the flight be?
Oh, Bill, you should nail this.
In hours and minutes.
Direct flight.
In hours and minutes. How long is the flight from Lincoln to Nashville?
2 hours and 14 minutes.
Okay. Ooh, I would want to say under on that one.
4 hours and 38 minutes.
Whoa.
That can't be right.
That is per United Airlines. I just checked it yesterday.
That's impossible. Last night at 10. There's no time change.
It's a good thing that we didn't get there then. But last night at 10:15 p.m., it said I was looking at flights, direct flight from Lincoln to Nashville, four hours and 30. Because I thought it was long too. I thought that was long as well.
Impossible.
I don't know if that can be possibly right. It's not a big deal. It's just
It's a good thing that we didn't have to get to the tiebreaker.
No, it's not a big deal at all, but I just don't.
Yep, right here, for United, 4 hours and 38 minutes, according to
you would be in
Lincoln to Nashville flights.
It would take a goose that long, but not a plane.
I don't know. Good thing we didn't get to the tiebreaker, though, because that would have been controversial.
We got to keep looking at that.
So and people are texting on the text line. No way that's correct. No way that's right.
No chance.
I'm telling you, that's what the internet would say.
God, if
man,
the lady
talk about a tough way to end it.
If the stewardess got on, if you were flying to Nashville and the stewardess got on and said it's going to take 4 hours to get there, I'd be like, wait, why? Why is it going to take us that long?
And I know Nashville also is in the same central time zone, so there's just no chance. You can easily get deep into the Bahamas in that much time.
Yeah.
easily.
Could you seriously?
The flight from to Cancun was 2.5.
Yeah, so just think about it. You can be in Cancun in 2.5 before. That's no, that is no. Completely
okay. False. So we're gonna call. Yep. See, Nick, well, you're
go
drunk.
Go flight time, but don't go United.
Don't go United.
Just don't know. Just say this. Anyway, that's wrong.
Yep. Anywho. Okay, we're out of here. Let's take a break.
All right, take a
spill
break.
Over coming.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.